The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel is written to us by Mark. When Jesus and his disciples drew near to Jerusalem and the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, and he said to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately on entering it, you will find a colt tethered on which no one has ever sat. Untie it and bring it to me. If anyone should say to you, 'Why are you doing this?' say, 'The master has need of it, and will send it back here at once.' So they went off, and they found a colt tethered at a gate outside on the street, and they untied it. Some of the bystanders said to them, 'Why are you doing this?' They answered them, just as Jesus had told them to, and they permitted them to do it. So they brought the colt to Jesus, and they put their cloaks over it, and he sat upon it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut down from the trees. And those preceding him, as well as those following, kept crying out, 'Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest.'" This is good news from the Lord. We begin our great week, our holy week, with this, what we call Palm Sunday procession, all built on this gospel that we just read. It perhaps surprises you they go to such length to talk about this little colt, getting it and retrieving it and taking it back and Jesus sitting upon it. It's almost as if Jesus is creating very consciously a little piece of theater, a little piece of drama. And it's all based on one passage that he would have been aware of from the prophet Zephaniah, that says the king will enter the city not on a war horse, not in a chariot, but on the foal of a donkey. Redefining the meaning of his leadership, which is something none of us would have expected, and they clearly didn't either. Let's admit, we're all impressed by show. We're impressed by people having big parties, inaugurations, coronations, triumphal processions. You and I know if a man came into a city dressed in ordinary clothes, not on a horse but a donkey, most of us would not give a second look. He was a nobody, in other words. And yet this is what Jesus consciously wants to say. That his leadership is not to be one of domination, of authority and power, but of servanthood and of humility. 2,000 years after Jesus, most of Western Christianity has not got the point. We don't really believe this. We're not really impressed by little people. Let's be honest, we're impressed by big people. People who have money and people who are on American Idol and people who can drive around in big cars, we wouldn't notice a little man on a donkey. Which is, of course, much of the message, that we don't recognize God. Because God comes forever into the world, as it were, on a donkey. In the places of humility, in the places of poverty and suffering. It's all beautifully said in that second reading from Philippians, which we believe was a hymn that was sung by the early Christians. And it says, though he was in the form of God, he did not deem equality with God anything to be held on to, but he emptied himself. And this becomes the classic text of self-emptying, which isn't the way of the world, but clearly is the way of Jesus. And then we have, of course, the Father honoring that journey, that downward movement, and exalting him. And we are given what was the first creed of the church. Jesus is Lord. It was that simple. It took 3 centuries for us to create the Apostles' Creed and Nicene Creed that we often recite. But in the first century, to be a Christian was simply to say, Jesus is Lord. Now, even that might not strike you as unusual or strange or in any way revolutionary until you know that they were inside of the Roman Empire and the Roman Pledge of Allegiance, which every good citizen knew, was Caesar is Lord. And they would raise their hands to the insignia the way we perhaps salute the flag. And together they would say, Caesar is Lord. And so for this new group of nobodies, just like Jesus, to not recite the usual Pledge of Allegiance, but instead to say, Jesus is Lord, was in fact a subversive action. It was to say, we are a part of a different reign, a different kingdom, a different kind of authority, a different kind of leadership that the world probably didn't respect then, and we have to admit it still doesn't respect now. Probably we all have to decide, is this really the kind of authority or leadership or love that we ourselves would use or respect? That in fact, servant leadership, leading by doing the job and doing the job with love, not leading by offering edicts and commandments and things that people must do, but going ahead and doing it yourself first. And that's what Jesus is going to do this week. He's going to quietly, humbly walk the journey. And our desire, our hope, our prayer is that we can walk this most beautiful journey with him. And we hope that next Sunday you'll return here again to celebrate the conclusion of that journey.